Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today, and thank you to Yaquina Bay Communications for allowing us to be here and come to you countywide. A pleasure to say good morning to Barry Brewster.
Good morning.
Awesome that you're here.
Well, thank you.
And Barry, I'm just going to put it out there. Lots of people remember you from your years in the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, but now you are the Executive Director of Lincoln Community Dispute Resolution. And I just did want to ask you, what inspired you to take on this new role?
Well, last January of 2020, I retired from the Sheriff's Office. And I have one of my friends is Mindy Baxter, because I'm on the board of PADA, also Partners Against Alcohol and Drug Abuse. Yeah. And so they're closely tied through restorative justice with the Lincoln Community Dispute Resolution. So we worked together to do that. When I was a school resource officer with the Sheriff's Office, I was heavy into restorative justice in the schools. Mm. And, you know, instead of just issuing a kid a citation, you find out, you know, oh, you're smoking, you're 17. How long have you been smoking? Since you were 12?
Oh.
Yeah. What good is it going to do just to give that kid a piece of paper? So let's go talk to the health department. Yeah. Let's get you in some kind of a program to, you know, let's change what your behaviors here. And so that's more of a restorative justice type thing versus just issuing a citation. So anyways, that's part of what PADA and Lincoln Community Dispute Resolution were doing there. We specifically in Siletz and Eddyville, the charter schools. Mm-hmm. And so we had programs there. And so then I got involved with that. And so Lincoln Community Dispute Resolution is a mediator for neighbor-to-neighbor disputes, or any kind of dispute that people would experience. We work with the courts through the FEDs, which is a forcible entry and detainer, which pretty much means who's going to get the property. So this is evictions.
Gotcha. The acronym's landlord. A little wordy,
yes,
right?
It's kind of weird. Is that legalese language? Yes, they're FEDs. So, but that's in evictions, basically. So if a landlord's evicting a tenant in Lincoln County, when they do the first appearance, they have an opportunity to voluntarily do mediation. Mm. And so that is a chance to sit down. In mediation, we sit down, we explore the situation, we talk about what's going on, and then we define what's the problem, and then we brainstorm what kind of answers can we come up that everybody will be happy with, and then we look for an agreement, we sign an agreement, and then we implement that. And then if they don't agree by that implement, they can get the winning party or the one party that has for the agreement. If the other party doesn't agree with that or follow through, basically, they get an affidavit of, I forget what it's called, but they didn't do it. So they go to the judge and the judge gets an immediate judgment. But
so in the case of evictions, it sounds like mediation is required process.
Yes, it's voluntary. It's always voluntary. Yeah.
Okay.
But it is pretty much, here. Just mediate, go mediate. Because at the first initial appearance, the judge isn't going to hear arguments anyways. They're just setting a court date. Tenant, do you want to stay or do you want to stay in the property or are you willing to go? You know, and they say, well, I want to stay. And so then we can get together. What's interesting, and we do small claims also. Mm-hmm. So all the small claims go to mediation. That's a mandatory mediation.
Oh, it is.
Yes. Okay. So if you're going to sue somebody in small claims in Lincoln County, you're going to go to mediation first. Mm. And then if you don't show up for that, then there's a hearing. You know, I was in the hospital or something like that. But there is a mediation process that we take care of. And you don't have to reach an agreement if you don't. If you want to go see the judge, then that's it. But it's interesting because all the mediations that I've done, is everybody's really interested in what's fair. So, I lost my job. I was sick. This happened. That happened. I wasn't the owner of the car. I sold the car, but your name's on DMV, so you're responsible. So, if you sell a car, go to DMV and transfer the title. Say that you're no longer responsible for the vehicle. Otherwise, you are responsible for the vehicle no matter what. So there's a little PSA for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you'll be responsible for the tow fee. I don't even know where the car was at. I don't have any responsibility. It was like 3 years ago. You're still responsible for the car. Anyways, so you learn little things like that. So that's where I kind of got interested and drawn into this. But it's interesting because when you go to court, you would think that the judge is going to be fair. The judge is not going to be fair. Mm. The judge is going to follow the law. What is the law? And the law is black and white, and the law is, it can be cruel and it's not going to listen to all the other superfluous stuff.
Yeah.
You know, does the landlord have a right to have the property back? And did you violate your contract? And that's what the law is going to look at. Or, you know, were you responsible for the car? You're going to have to pay the tow fees now. Mm. Those kind of things. And so there's doesn't take into any aspect. So the law, so going to a judge is not really fair. There's a winner and there's a loser.
Gotcha.
But in mediation, that's not the case. Mediation is the time for fairness. We can be fair. We can say, oh, okay, we can take that into consideration. So can you make payments? Can you, is this, did you mess up on something that you're not supposed to do? Is there some kind of a disagreement here? How can we make two parties come to some kind of a mutual agreement and make some kind of a, everybody's happy. And so that's what we're kind of looking forward to. As a deputy, when it was a civil thing, I'm sorry, that's a civil matter. I can't talk to you about it.
Mm.
And now it's like, hey, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, and communication is the key. So many like neighbor to neighbor disputes, people aren't reaching to get the same. They're not seeing each other's perspective.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do.
Yeah, it's wonderful, I think. And I mean, it could save people money. For one thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're free. So the mediation's free. Average attorney is like $240 an hour, and that's pretty cheap. It can go up to $450 an hour. So if you want to go through the attorney aspects, then you have court fees and stuff. And
so Lincoln Community Dispute Resolution and maybe putting attorneys out of business then?
Well, we wouldn't say that. I wouldn't want to go that far.
Yeah. No, I think it's just a wonderful option. And you know, your history, too. I want to talk about that for a second. Let's take our break, Barry Brewster. And he is the executive director of Lincoln Community Dispute Resolution. Let's learn more about it in just a minute after the break. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Thank you. Barry Brewster with us, executive director of Lincoln Community Dispute Resolution. Barry, I wanted to talk about that mediators that provide services are trained. But I did want to segue a little into your history because, to me, your work with PADA is kind of a natural crossover, but also the work the sheriff's office does to have the training, to have the de-escalation skills. Talk a little bit about, you know, what you learned and the kinds of tools you had as a deputy that work well with mediation.
Right. Well, soon after I started, I had an opportunity to become a hostage negotiator. So I went through the FBI's academy for that as a hostage negotiator. And so it's a crisis negotiator is what they call it now. But yeah, and then so you learn a lot of de-escalation techniques. And then there's the necessity. If you're in within Lincoln County, there's typically three deputies that are working the entire district. And so there's a South District, an East District, and a North District. And you have one deputy in that area. If you run into any kind of trouble with anybody or have an argument with somebody and you need somebody to come cover you or it's like a backup or you need a assistance, then typically you're looking at 30 minutes as a response time. And that sometimes it's longer than that, depending how far up north you are or where you're at or what everybody else is doing. If everybody else is on a call, then you're pretty much by yourself. Of course, we have the Oregon State Police can assist. And then if you're close enough to Newport, Toledo, or Lincoln City, they'll come assist also if it's serious enough. So you learn to talk with people and you learn to try to de-escalate and not to push people's buttons and to be polite and to be nice and to be what law enforcement is supposed to be. You know, whereas if you're in like a larger community where you have three or four officers responding to a single call, then the tendency is to go hands-on quicker, faster, instead of talking to somebody and talking them through something, that kind of a thing. And so you learn those skills, and I had 15 years with the sheriff's office, so.
The being heard aspect of just human nature and listening, it sounds to me like in the case of mediations, sometimes folks and the two parties may not have even had the chance to really have a conversation.
Oh, and it's super emotional. Right? Yeah, and it's super emotional too. You're being sued or your neighbor's screaming at you or you feel indignant that something has happened to you or you know, you're being picked on, or all these different aspects take place. And so your emotions are super high. And when your emotions are super high, it's very difficult to reason and see the ball from somebody else's perspective. If I look at a ball and I say it's white, and then Casey looks at it and says it's red, I say, Casey, no, the ball is white. Yeah. I can see that it's white. And you're saying, no, it's red, it's red, no, it's white. And we're yelling at each other. But if I'll walk around and look at it from your perspective, I'll go, oh, your side of the ball is red.
Yeah.
Oh, so if we get over that emotional aspects. And so, being heard, letting people vent, if you will, or hear their perspective and hear them talk can help. I mean, sometimes it's very hard to do that because you're, you know, we try not, we say, are you feeling? Don't talk about me, what I did. Talk about how it made you feel.
Yeah.
So if you do it from that perspective, then it's easier. You're not pointing fingers at somebody or yelling, screaming at somebody else. You're saying, I feel angry. I feel upset. And part of as a facilitator, you know, you hear somebody talking and you say, you sound upset. You sound angry. Yeah, I'm angry. So, okay, you're angry. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be upset. Anybody would in your position.
Gotcha.
Can we get over that though? Can we go beyond that and try to figure out what can we put on the table here that would satisfy both people and make this go away, basically? Yeah.
Well, if I was agreeing to use mediation services, I'd think, awesome, I've got Barry. He's got 15 years in negotiating with people as a profession. But what about the other mediators in your team? I mean, folks need to go through training, and you get someone who has skills.
Right. So it is a volunteer-based program. So we have some volunteers that they've been doing it since 1997, some of them.
Yeah.
So they have wealth of experience. But we're looking for new volunteers. If you think that you would be interested in doing some kind of a mediation to be able to be a peacemaker kind of a thing and be willing to work with people and try to help people resolve a problem, then we're looking for volunteers. So there's a 40 hours of training just for the basic mediator training. And then also there's 8 hours specific for court if you want to work with evictions and small claims, and there's additional training for that. And so, you know, there are 15 mediation centers throughout the state.
Mm.
So there's a whole bunch of them. So last year, we almost 14,000 cases went through the state for mediation.
Really?
14,000. Yeah, man. That's a lot. So, and then statewide, there's like 650 volunteers, and they put in like 30,000 hours of volunteer hours.
Man.
And so we work with the University of Oregon School of Law, and they receive a grant from the state, and they oversee that grant, and that grant goes to the county commissioners, and the county commissioners grant that to whoever applies for it. In 1997, we applied for that, and ever since then, we've been receiving that grant, and that's how I receive my part-time pay that I get for doing this. So
awesome. Well, this is Barry Brewster. He is the executive director of Lincoln Community Dispute Resolution. We're going to take our last break and be back with Barry in just a moment. Lincoln County Connections, Barry Brewster, executive director of Lincoln Community Dispute Resolution. I think we barely dived into the opportunity for both the community to have mediation, Barry, and also the fact that you could use some volunteers. So where do we find you out there? What's the best way to reach you?
So we have our email is probably our best bet, and that's going to be lcdr1997@gmail.com. So that's Lincoln Community Dispute Resolution. So lcdr1997, that's the year we started, at Gmail.
And when somebody goes to court, for example, I mean, you're the only game in town, really, right? So,
yeah, as far as the courts, we're contracted with the courts, yes.
Would folks contact you otherwise?
You can call us at 541-574-9846 and leave a voicemail.
Well, are there circumstances where we would seek mediation in advance then?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, talk about that for a second.
So, actually, we're talking that as a group statewide, talking to Representative Fahey. They're trying to, for the housing, they're trying to figure out, because of the moratorium on rent. So right now, Landlords can evict people for cause. If you violate your contract, things like that, that you can be evicted. Mm-hmm. If you are not paying your rent, there's a certain steps that have to be taken to do that. And that's it's difficult because in trying to protect tenants and the landlords, the state has stepped in and added a whole bunch of rules, which make it even more difficult to, it's not a simple program anymore. So there's all these different steps and you have to hand out all these notices when you give a notice. And so for non-payment of rent, there's a moratorium still in effect until June, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah, if there's having difficulties with that ahead of time, you can always come to mediation. You can talk about paying the rent and how can you do this and what are you going to do and how can we get you assistance? You got the consortium here in Newport and different aspects that we can get you assistance to be able to pay your rent and to work with the landlord tenant. And so that would be part of the mediation that, you know, the tenant agrees to make contact with these people and then the landlord is going to give you some more time as far as working things out. You know, people still owe the rent, whether they have to pay it or not now, but they still owe it.
So, for example, if I am listening to this and I'm a landlord, I could ask the tenant to go into mediation and discuss.
Yeah, or you can contact me and I would contact the tenant.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you had like an email or an address, things like that. So I send letters. So basically contact me. I would send a letter to the person that neighbor to neighbor. Mm-hmm. You know, if your dog's barking or you think something's happening with a property line, whatever, you can contact us and then we'll send a letter to that other person and say, would you be willing to mediate? This is the problems we're looking at.
Yeah.
You know, they even had a meeting and we've dealt with the situation as a in-between person saying, well, they said this and they said this and, oh, okay. So we communicated. Oh, you're going to fix that. Oh, there, we're done. You know? And so versus having to call law enforcement all the time and things like that.
Well, fantastic, Barry. Sorry we have to bring it to a close here, but I think it's wonderful that these services are here for folks. And lcdr1997@gmail.com. And Barry, how about that phone number one last time?
It's 541-574-9846.
Perfect. There must be a website.
There is, where I'm working on it. It's LincolnCommunityDisputeResolution.com.
Okay. So just spell it out, LincolnCommunityDisputeResolution.com. Barry, why don't you come back and see us sometime? Thank you for introducing us to the concept of mediation and for the work that you're doing out
there. Absolutely. Thank you, Casey.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Remember, LincolnCommunityDisputeResolution.com. And have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening.